Norman Stoko, children's czar. Overweight and dressed in the uniform of the governing classes, dark grey double-breasted suit, white shirt, a tie of gorgeous pink silk, a close haircut, gold-rimmed glasses. He looks like one of our ruling caste, but he isn't a full member yet. One day he hopes he will be. Norman Stoko sits at his desk and watches Mary Constantine in the chair opposite. From the neck down, she is a very attractive woman of around 30, and as Norman appreciates this aspect of Mary, he does not know that his pink tongue peeks out of his mouth like a tortoise poking its head out of its shell. Mary Constantine, from the neck up, looks weary. The weariness masks someone who might, in the right circumstances and in better times, be beautiful. She has put a photograph on the desk. She says,
"That's Theo."
"Theo?" asks Norman. He glances at the photograph but does not pick it up. He is still wondering what this woman is doing in his office. He didn't invite her. She came in followed by the anxious PA, Miss Everbury. Pippa Everbury has failed in her duty as the watchdog guarding the entrance to the sanctum. She has let in a member of the public. Norman does not know if he can forgive her.
"Yes, Theo, my son. Theo Constantine. He's been missing since just before Christmas. You've heard about Theo, haven't you? It was in all the papers."
The name doesn't ring a bell with Norman. He waves to Pippa that she can leave them.
Yes, he says. I'm not sure how I can help.
Mary Constantine says,
"They say you are the children's czar. I found you on the internet. I didn't know about you before. I've tried everything else."
"Tried everything else? I'm not sure what you mean by that." Mary tells him,
"I've been to the police. They say the case is still active, but they never tell me anything."
"The police are very, very busy."
"I've contacted Child Rescue Alert. I've rung the National Missing Persons Helpline. I've tried the NSPCC. Nobody can help. They talk, but they never do anything."
All of a sudden, and without any warning, Mary is weeping. She weeps silently. She finds a handkerchief and dabs away the tears and blows her nose. This display of emotion makes Norman uncomfortable. He wishes the woman would hurry up and say whatever she has come to say, then go away.
"I'm sorry," she says. "I didn't mean to cry. It's just so frustrating. There's a child missing, my child, and people seem to be making less fuss about it than if a car had been stolen. I only came here because I thought, I hoped, you might be able to help."
"Ah," says Norman Stoko. He doesn't know what to say. What on earth does she expect from him? His role is strategic, not operational.
"They say a child goes missing every 5 minutes in this country," said Mary. "The police say they can't possibly track down all of them. But Theo was only 10. He didn't run away. They think he might have run away because of the bruising, but that wasn't anything to do with us. They think it's our fault, but it isn't."
She stops again. She sobs, then tries to get herself under control. She looks at Norman, who hasn't said anything further. She looks him straight in the eye and says,
"You haven't even picked up his photograph."
Norman looks down at the picture on the desk. He knows that if he picks it up, he might become involved in something he doesn't want to be involved in.
"Pick up the photo," Mary tells him. "Look at him. Look at me, son."
This is a watershed moment for Norman. What he is going to do now is shake his head in a kindly way and stand up. He is going to say, "Dear lady, if there was anything at all I could do for you, believe me, I would help. But mine is a very new position. At this moment in time, I have no resources to work with. I cannot become involved in an active police investigation unless I am invited to do so, and I haven't been. Then he will usher her out of the office with a little pat between the shoulder blades. He hears himself say this so clearly in his mind that he is quite surprised to find that she is still sitting there and that he has picked up the photo and is looking at it.